Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routines that hold it all together. Today, we're talking about why you need seasons of rest in your business as an online business owner, especially if you're a mom. Is your dream to have a quiet house all to yourself? Then a healthy dose of me time is coming right up. Get the downtime you need to warm up that second cup of coffee, recharge from your day, and knock out your business to-do list. Book your free call with me to find out how to get this kind of free time every day. Soon, it's going to be your new reality. Today, I want to get really real with you about why you need to take business rest cycles. Because too often we think and act like hustling in every spare second and then some is the only thing that's going to get us to six-figure months or six-figure years. Heck, even 5K months may sound good at this point to you. But in reality, hustling till you make it isn't sustainable for us when we're a mom. Not to mention, it's totally losing sight of the whole steady progress towards a goal mentality that's served you so well in other areas of life. Look, did you go to college with the idea that if you pulled all-nighters, you could graduate in 6 months instead of 4 years? No. College takes a finite amount of work, but it's more like a defined amount of work that's spaced out over 4 years. And really, it's not so much spaced out as filled up across 4 years. That's just how long it takes for undergrads to complete that many classes and that much homework, unless you're like super duper motivated. So why are you treating your online business the same way? You had to learn a whole bunch of new marketing principles. You had to learn how to write for an online audience. You had to learn how to show up on social media, take pictures or make pretty graphics, nail down exactly what it is you want to do for people, and show up on video to boot. That's quite a lot, and you're still not done. You're still working on putting the puzzle pieces together for a record-breaking launch, a five-figure revenue month, or even just your first coaching client package, nailing down those rates and services. Business is a long haul here, not a sprint, and not if you want to stay in your business longer than 3 years, that is. And I'm betting you do. So you've got to let go of this notion that there's a finite amount of work involved, a certain set of actions you need to take, and that the faster you do them, the sooner you'll get to your six-figure reward. It doesn't work that way. Slow and steady wins the day. And this means that I want you to drop the guilt if you are in the new baby season, or your kids are really needing a lot of input from you in the learning how to read phase, or they're having a lot of late-night conversations as they're getting toward the teenagers. You need to be able to say, I'm taking a break now. We're going on a family vacation, and I am not going to be working straight up till the hour I leave and jumping in the moment we get back. That is not what true freedom for a summer break looks like. And if you are feeling burned out, unmotivated, or exhausted, then please just let yourself rest, recuperate, dive back into some hobbies. It is okay to take a month off now and then when you've got stuff pre-scheduled in the big scheme of things. When you're planning to be in business for a decade or more, taking an I'm not motivated vacation for 3 weeks is really no big deal in the long run. And is your dream to get a quiet house all to yourself? Then a healthy dose of me time is coming right up. Get the downtime you need to warm up that second cup of coffee, recharge from your day with the kids, and knock out your business to-do list. Book your free call with me to find out how to get this kind of free time every day, because soon it's going to be your new reality. And that's all for now. Have a wonderful day.